Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious Muslim and Christian audience. We finished talking about three significant titles the Quran gave to Jesus and the Bible agree, such as Jesus is the Messiah, according to the Quran, and of course, according to the Bible. We will mention the prophecies about the coming Messiah, the Savior of the world. And the Quran gave Jesus the title, the Word of God. And of course, when we mention that to Muslims, we will be focusing on sharing verses from the Bible, such as in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. John 1, verses 1 to 3. So our focus is on sharing the Word of God. That's where we believe the power is, because the Word of God is living and powerful and penetrates people's hearts and minds. But we just start where Muslims at to connect with them more and to help them understand that what we talk about is not really something that is too far from what they should believe in. Last program, I started talking about more uniqueness in Jesus' life, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, and the Quran stated clearly, talked about Jesus' miraculous conception, that he was conceived of a woman only, his mother Mary, and we are continuing in this program to discuss with our Muslim friends that both the Quran and the Bible teach that Mary is the most honored woman in the history of mankind. For example, Surah 3 declares, "Behold, the angels said, O Mary, Allah has chosen thee above the women of all nations." And in Luke 1, verse 42, Mary receives a prophecy, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." Now, we don't worship Mary, we don't pray to Mary, we pray to Jesus. However, Mary was extremely unique and blessed, according to the Bible also. She was extremely humble and meek, and God did give her the most awesome favor and blessings by choosing her to have Jesus Christ come from her womb. Now, one must wonder, my Muslim friend, why Mary is honored above all women ever? Why? Why she is honored like that in the Quran and honored according to our Christian faith? The reason is clear. Can you guess? Well, it's very clear that the reason is because God chose Mary to be the mother of the only perfect and divine man who ever lived on the face of the earth, Jesus Christ. Also, during my study of what Muhammad said, Muhammad is what Muslims consider as their prophet, Muhammad stated that Jesus' birth was the only birth in which Satan could not interfere. Wow! Why? Why Jesus' birth was the only birth that Satan could not interfere with and did not mess with? My dear Muslim friend, are you beginning to see the uniqueness of Jesus? Well, if you wonder why Jesus was born of a virgin, the only man in human history, Well, the gospel teaches that Jesus is the divine Son of God who has existed throughout all eternity. Therefore, if the eternal Son of God came in the likeness of a man, he could not have been born as a result of a physical relationship between a man and a woman. Because Jesus is the Son of God, it was absolutely necessary that Jesus be born of a virgin by the power of God's Spirit. Human life is typically passed on by the male seed. Jesus' birth was the only exception to the normal process of procreation. Why? Because when Jesus came into this world, it was an entry, not a creation, because he pre-existed. He is the eternal Son of God who existed throughout all eternity. All other people and the prophets came through the union of a man to a woman. Jesus was conceived by the Spirit of God according to the Bible and according to the Quran. He was not conceived through a human father. Now, we share with our Muslim friend. We agree that God is a spirit who sees everything and is present everywhere. According to the Quran, one of the titles the Quran gave to Jesus is a spirit from God. According to our Christian faith, Jesus is the eternal spirit and he took on additional nature, human nature. According to both the Quran and the Bible, Jesus was born of a virgin, his mother Mary, without a human father. Jesus is conceived through the Holy Spirit, according to both the Quran and the Bible. He is not related to any human father. These teachings, my Muslim friend, help us to understand that Jesus could not have been called anything other than the Son of God. I tell my Muslim friend, if you object that Jesus is the Son of God, then please tell me who his father could be. I even asked that question to two PhD Muslim professors on a satellite TV, the chief imam of Arizona and the chief imam in Los Angeles. And I asked them, if you object what Jesus called himself, the Son of God, then please tell me who his father could be. Please find him a father. I actually could not find any Muslim that answer this question. Okay, we'll continue next program. Before I finish, I want to mention to you that in the next few months, I will be speaking on Sunday morning at many churches. Contact me if you are interested to attend. Now we can see that Jesus' spiritual sonship to the Father explains the necessity of the virgin birth and gives the reason for it. We will talk in future programs and explain further what is Jesus is the eternal Son of God means exactly. But for right now, I thought to mention these facts to you. We are so grateful to you that you saved our lives through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My precious audience, if you never put your faith in Jesus, that he came and died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sins, please, please, please do that right now. Just invite him to come into your heart and confirm to God that you want to walk with him and you want to forsake your sins and tell God that you believe in Jesus, that he died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sins. You can do that right now between you and God, and you will become a child of God, and you will experience the forgiveness of your sins. My Muslim friend, pray this prayer after me. God, thank you for loving me. God, I put my faith in Jesus Christ right now. He paid the penalty for all my sins. Jesus is my only Savior. God, I repent. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, thank you for your love. I want to become your child. I want to live close to you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's a Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Until we meet again, peace, salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.